It is the morning of August 29th. Let's do an update here on Bitcoin chart because it looks like we have a little bit more selling to go unless we get good PCE inflation data that's about to be released in about 45, 50 minutes or so from the time of me making this recording. But let's go over just what we're seeing here on the charts and on chain. Now, we are starting off today's daily candle with a rejection off of the 12-day exponential moving average, not what you want to see, and we are getting short signals from our MOXIE indicator showing momentum is overall bearish. So that's one thing telling us that, you know, the strength of this candle, maybe we have some more selling to go unless that inflation data can reverse this course. And on shorter term timeframes on the 8-hour chart, we got a rejection from an even more important exponential moving average, the 200 exponential moving average. This orange line rejected us. That's not what you want to see because it confirms the rejection here that this is resistance and is likely to send us lower down. We're also nowhere near oversold territory, so we're not getting a bottom indicator on the short term either. So if we get bad inflation data, there's room here to fall. And this purple line is important at $105,000. Because on the Bitcoin liquidity heat map, which shows where the most amount of liquidations happen in the market, which lets you know where the market needs to go in order to make centralized exchanges like Binance and Coinbase the most amount of money, because when you liquidate positions, they get to take those traders' money, the financial incentive in the market is to go down. That's why we've been saying, hey, Bitcoin to 105K and then probably up to 125K is what we think is going to happen because it's how the market makes the most amount of money. If we were to fall the brightest patch on the chart here, and this is the 3-month chart for the Bitcoin liquidity heat map, is down here at roughly $106,000, $107,000, but there's a lot of other portions of liquidity. This represents, if we were to go down to about $105,000, a profit of a little bit over $2 billion for centralized exchanges. And as the market heads down, these positions will grow in size, and they're already worth roughly $1.4, $1.5 billion of liquidations the market would take. So the financial incentive to go and get about $2+ billion on Binance alone is if we were to go lower. I wonder what's going to happen. And then these positions will grow even more inside and will probably be another $2 billion and the market will be financially incentivized to swing us back upwards. If things were to go just like that, that would represent on the weekly time frame us dipping below the 21-week exponential moving average, finding support somewhere on this purple line within the wicks and bodies on the higher end and the medium end of these two consolidation zones, and then potentially having a rebound. That is at least what I personally believe is going to happen. Have a good day, do good things, be good people, make a bunch of money.